Yeah, for media members on the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches. We'll work those in as soon as we can. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the Delaware Blue Hens, Martin Inglesby. Good morning, Coach Inglesby.
How you doing, Rob?
I'm doing just fine. Two games against two difficult opponents since we last talked, and a 90-54 loss at Northeastern, and then fall at home to UNCW 91-81 on Saturday. Give me your views on how those two games went.
Well, you know, very disappointed Thursday night with how we played and kind of came out of the gate. You know, Northeastern is a terrific team. They played very well, and they really shot the ball well from the three-point line. They go 14 of 18 from the three-point line in the first half. I think they made 21 for the game. They were on a different level that night, and we weren't very good, and they played terrific, and that's a tough place to play. And we got back into town Friday morning, had a good practice, and, you know, played the – preseason favorite in UNC Wilmington, and I thought we put some pressure on them. I was really happy with how we competed, our effort, our energy. It was a tie game with about 14 minutes to go, but they're really, really good, and they made some tough shots, and that's what, you know, good teams do in this league. So I felt like we took a big step back at Northeastern. I thought we took a big step forward with how we competed on Saturday against UNC Wilmington. We downshifted a little bit and get back to work today to prepare for two games on the road coming up this weekend.
You guys have now played three straight games against the three teams at the top of the standings who are all unbeaten, so you've seen them all firsthand. Is there a common thread to, even though I know their styles are different, but is there a common thread to their success?
Yeah, I think they're really good. They're experienced. They got great guards. I think that's the one thing that has stuck out to me against the three teams that are undefeated with Northeastern and Williams, Charleston with Chile, and then a lot of really good guards with Wilmington. So that's what's impressed me. And guys can score the basketball. Guys make shots. You know, we haven't done a great job guarding the three-point line in the last couple games. But, you know, those teams are really good. They're experienced, extremely well coached. I love how we've competed against two out of three of them. But, you know, we got to continue to work on getting better and being in position to try to get over the hump in the next couple weeks.
We're here with Delaware head coach Martin Inglesby. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. Another big week for your freshman, Ryan Daly, especially in the UNCW game, career high 28 points. I think this is the fourth 20-point game in the last nine. Just talk about his effort on Saturday against one of the top defensive teams in UNCW and how he continues to play so well.
Yeah, I mean, he keeps coming along, and, you know, I guess nothing he does now surprises you. He does it in practice. He's a fearless competitor. Again, I've used the term, this kind of a great competitive spirit about him, and he's trying to carry us and lead us, and, you know, he's shot the ball better from the perimeter. I think that's where his game is continuing to improve. His three-point percentage, I think, over the last couple of games is very, very good, and he's got good strength. You know, he's not a jet, but he's got good strength to get by people. He's crafty enough. He can make some tough two-point shots. He gets to the free throw line. You know, we really feed off of him on the offensive end, and, you know, he's a great rebounder on the defensive end. It's hard for me to take him out of the game. You know, he's in the starting lineup now, and he's kind of been our go-to guy, and when he's attacking and spreading people out and making good decisions, it really helps us on the offensive end. And I thought we got into a pretty good rhythm on Saturday night on the offensive end with how we played a little smaller and, you know, Wilmington, they want to play up tempo, but I think it helped us kind of having three or four guards on the floor at key times, and Ryan obviously leads that crew of guys.
Yeah, touching on that, you guys shoot 56% from the floor, four different guys along with Ryan. You had four in double figures. Do you think you found something with that lineup that you might be looking at using going forward?
You know, I hope so. I think the elephant in the room is how we haven't been able to score the basketball. I mean, we've had three out of our four conference games scoring in the 50s, and, you know, I think we're running some good offense and getting good looks. We haven't been able to, you know, knock those down in games yet, but hopefully we can build off of the confidence on the offensive end on Saturday. And, you know, I do think playing a little smaller and having more ball handlers out there really helped us get into a better rhythm on the offensive end, and it's something that we're going to continue to look at and evaluate moving forward.
One of the double-figure guys was Jabarski Corbett, who matched the season high 18 points in that game, and I know he battled with some injuries. Is he back healthy and back to 100% points?
You know, I wouldn't say he's 100% no. I mean, he didn't have his ACL surgery. Probably, like, he's just coming up on a year. So, you know, we got him back in October, November. He was probably 70%. He's still trying to get stronger and more confident with his movements out on the court. He had a little bit of a calf strain coming out of Christmas break. He sat out the Iona game, so we're trying to get him back into rhythm. I thought he took a huge step forward against a really good team on Saturday night, and the one thing he really helped, he can make shots, and so when he's on the floor, he makes shots. He had 18 points in 25 minutes. We got to continue to develop him and get him confident, and, you know, I hope he's kind of, you know, rounding into form as we head into a really important part of CAA play.
Got a media question in queue, if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
And your first question is from the line of Christopher Heidel with Herb FM Radio, Baltimore.
Hey, Coach Martin, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing great. Just talk about your first half of season up there in Delaware. How's everything going? And do you see a lot of improvement with the team going forward?
I mean, I think, you know, I've used, you know, I think we're a work in progress, and we're still trying to figure it out, and, you know, we got to be positive with our guys and keep competing. You know, we are who we are right now with our team and personnel, and, you know, I was very disappointed in the effort against Northeastern, but the other three games, you know, came down to game situations, and I think we put a lot of pressure on the opponents that we've had. It's hard, obviously, losing three games at home to start league play. But, you know, we've been very competitive in those games and, you know, still trying to figure out our group, you know, night in and night out. Who can we count on? Who can we depend on? I wish we had a little more consistency and rhythm with our rotation. But, you know, again, I feel like we are getting better, and we're learning how to compete, and we're getting a feel for this league. And, you know, we have played some of the top teams in the league, and besides Northeastern game, you know, we were competitive, and that's where we are right now, and got to continue to get back to work today and try to improve to, head on the road and play a really good team in Towson.
Yeah, let's talk about that Towson game on Thursday. It was a good rivalry. You guys are only an hour and a half away.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about that, that game
coming up. Yeah, I mean, it's new to me. Obviously, I know Pat from our days in the Big East, and he's done a terrific job with his program and, got experience, got older guys with Morcell and Moto. Played against Moto when we won the ACC. When I was at Notre Dame, very familiar with his game. But, two teams still trying to figure it out. And, they've played a tough schedule so far, and they got a home game, and, they've got older guys, and they got men, and they defend, and it'll be a great challenge for us on the offensive end to be able to kind of play how we want to play. And, so should be a great CAA battle Thursday night.
Well, good luck this week.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
All right, Martin, thanks for your time here today, and I look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right, sounds good, Rob. Take care.
All right, thanks.
See you.
You too.